It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This is hit well in a center field. That one's carrying out at center. It's out of here. Ohtani with a pinch hit home run. At the plate is Mike Trout. The pitch on its way. It's blasted out to dead center field. Out of here. Ball gets away. He's going to break for the plate. Ball game is over. The Angels with a walk-off win here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
This is the Angels Recap Podcast, a review of the past week in Angels baseball. Here's your host, Trent Rush.
Oh, yeah. Hello and welcome to the Angels Recap Podcast. My name is Trent Rush. Fired up to be with you. Recording this after the Angels just beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4 on Wednesday afternoon. How about the Halos, hottest team in baseball right now, just took down the team that has the most wins in the American League. The Angels get it done. They take 2 of 3 from the Boston Red Sox. And don't look now, the Angels are inching closer and closer to being in that playoff mix. And here they are, 2 games over .500 for the first time since April, when they were 9-7. As we welcome you to the Angels Recap Podcast, there's a lot to get to here on the show today. We got to talk about Shohei Ohtani, of course, and we'll get to him momentarily. We're going to hear from All-Star Jared Walsh. We're going to talk to David Fletcher and hear from Fletch about what he's been up to in the blackjack hit streak that he's on right now. 21 in a row. He was 7-for-7 at one point. I mean, he's putting up numbers that are just phenomenal right now. David Fletcher is. We're going to talk about that. Here in a bit, we're going to hear from Mike Trout, get some of his thoughts on Shohei Ohtani at the All-Star Game. Plus, we'll also hear from Mike about how he's feeling right now and when we can expect to see him back. A lot of good news coming for the Angels, and the whole idea of being able to tread water without Mike Trout has been phenomenal because the Angels are 6 games over .500 without Mike Trout heading into the final series of the first half. They got 3 games in Seattle. It's the All-Star break, and then 3 more against the Mariners back here at the Big A. Speaking of that series against the Mariners, here's the deal. I got tickets that I got to give away. I gave out some on the radio, but the folks at Angels Baseball have been generous enough to give me some more tickets, so I got more tickets to give away on the podcast. Here's what you got to do. Post the link to this podcast, use the hashtag Angels Recap, and tag me at Trent Rush Sports. If you do that, you are eligible to win. So, wherever you found the link to this podcast, you get on Twitter, post the link on Twitter to this podcast, and use the hashtag Angels Recap. You can put a message in there if you want. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Whoever you want to do it, use the hashtag Angels Recap, tag me at Trent Rush Sports, and post the link to this podcast, and we'll have a few lucky winners out there that are going to get some tickets to the game coming up on July the 16th. The Angels take on the Seattle Mariners. Okay, let's begin how we always begin, and that is with Shohei Ohtani, who hit his 32nd home run of the season on Wednesday afternoon to help propel the Angels to a one-run win in that game. And that was a day after Shohei had gone 7 innings and given up just 2 runs. I mean, what he has done this season, we are seeing the greatest season anybody has ever had. That's what we are witnessing right now with Shohei Ohtani. And I just want to say, and I put this on Twitter, and I'll say it here. When Shohei came in 2018, I don't know that I truly understood the magnitude of what it meant to have Ohtani not just play for the Angels, but be a part of Major League Baseball and what he could do. There was a ton of hype in Japan. And all the Japanese media came out to spring training, and there they are in Tempe, and Ohtani's struggling in Tempe. And we're seeing Shohei as a player that is incredibly gifted. That is just a nice person, and you thought there's a chance that this guy has the potential to be great, and he was doing something pretty cool that no one's ever done before. So let's see how it goes. That, I think, was my mentality, and I was really excited to see Shohei. I thought he was going to be good, but I didn't know that it was possible to be this good. I guess is what I'm saying. I mean, he's the rookie of the year in 2018. He was great that season. You know, 2019, we didn't really get to see full Ohtani in all his glory because he was a hitter only and he wasn't pitching. And, you know, 2020, he simply just was not himself on the mound. He hadn't thrown in 2 years and he's trying to find his rhythm there. And then he comes into 2021 where he basically gets, you know, carte blanche freedom to be Shohei. And being Shohei is something that I never was able to comprehend the possibility of. Ohtani is so much better than I thought he could be. It's blowing my mind. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. And if you said, oh, no, I knew Shohei was going to be this good. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, because you've never seen anything like him before. We all said, and I said this on the podcast, and I know I'm not the only one. It was all over the place nationally. The number was 30. The number was 30 starter wins plus home runs. And a lot of people say, hey, can Shohei hit 20 homers and get 10 wins? If he can do that, 30, man, that's an MVP. Well, how about the fact that Shohei is now at 36? 36, and we're not yet to the All-Star break. And the 32 home runs, the most ever in Major League Baseball by a Japanese-born player in a single season. Beyond incredible what Shohei Ohtani has done. And Hideki Matsui weighed in on that. He said this in a statement, quote, 32 home runs in a season is just a passing point for a hitter like Shohei. I was once considered a long ball hitter in the majors, but I believe that he truly is a long ball hitter. Furthermore, he is an amazing pitcher. He exceeds what is considered unconventional for a major league player, and there is no one else like him. I hope he continues his success this season as he carries the hopes and dreams of many fans and young children. As a baseball fan myself, I can't wait to see what he's able to do next. That's Hideki Matsui saying that about Shohei Ohtani. All right, Shohei headed to the All-Star game as well. What a schedule it's going to be for Shohei Ohtani. It's going to be really busy for him there. He's going to be in the Home Run Derby. He's going to be in the All-Star game. We'll hear from Joe Madden a little bit later on about how it's all going to work out, about him as a pitcher and how that could come to be. But first, let's hear from a guy that's been through it before, a guy that knows what it's like to have all eyes on you at the Midsummer Classic, and that's Mike Trout. And Trout also talked about some advice he's given to Shohei Ohtani and what he can get from the experience.
Yeah, about a week ago, I went up to him and I was like, I talked to him and Ipe and said, look, you know, just to enjoy every minute of it. You know, it's an unbelievable experience. Just the fans, the players, just the whole atmosphere and just to being there with all the guys. It's one of the coolest things you're going to do. And it goes by so fast, especially for him with the Derby. He's probably an Ohtani being Ohtani, you know, he's going to be pulled in all different directions. Just being able to slow everything down and enjoy every minute of it, because he's, you know, by the time he gets there, he's going to, you know, wake up and he's going to be heading home back to, you know, Anaheim. It's just going to go by so quick. You know, my first one, it was, you know, I had so much fun, and then, you know, I just looked back and it was over. So just enjoy, try to slow everything down because you're doing a lot of stuff. And I'm sure he's going to have more questions, but, you know, Ohtani's, you know, he's a good dude, and I think he'll figure it out.
Now, when it comes to Trout's own status, I know a lot of people are hoping to see Mike Trout get back very, very soon. And, of course, I would be among those, as are basically everybody that watches Angels baseball. You want to see the best player in the world back on the field soon. The day he's eligible to return is July the 17th. I don't know if he's going to be ready to go that day. Hard to say at this point. And really, it's going to probably depend a lot on how his lower half is feeling moving around the diamond. That's going to impact defense, base running. But I would say this, his swing right now, man, it's dialed in. I had a chance to see him take some batting practice the other day, and I knew that things were going pretty good for Trouty when he hit one off the end of the bat over the right field wall, and then he went pull mode and absolutely smoked the ball over the second bullpen in left. And then in his last basically session there, he went and hit 5 straight home runs, just easy free swings, looked really good. So much power with Mike Trout. You just can't wait to see him getting back. But as far as how he's doing physically, here's Trout on his condition.
Yeah, started swinging a couple days ago, playing catch, starting to jog a little bit. You know, it's progressing nice. Obviously, there's these last couple weeks, the progression's been unbelievable. I'm really happy the way it's going. you know, obviously going into this, when it happened, you know, docs were saying 6 to 8 weeks, and, you know, I really can't put a day when I'm going to come back. It's just how I feel. You know, I feel, you know, I would go a day where I feel really good, come in the next day, just feel a little sore, you know, just go taking it day by day. And, you know, it's really good to be back swinging and getting into the baseball activities again, because I was going a little crazy for a little bit.
Yeah, we all know Trouty, when he doesn't get to play, isn't exactly the most patient person in the world, but he's working hard to get back, and we're all looking forward to seeing Trout get back. Look, the fact that the Angels just went 5-6 in this last homestand, swept the Baltimore Orioles, took care of business against that team, a team that they should beat, and then to back that up by taking 2 of 3 against the Red Sox, and that's right after taking 2 of 3 in New York. I mean, you just kind of look, you know, just look at what the Angels have done in their last 9 games. They're 7-2 in their last 9 games heading into this first half ending series in Seattle, a team that's ahead of them in the standings as it sits right now. And the Angels, in my opinion, are a better team than the Seattle Mariners. Seattle's really known for being a first half team. That's what they have been for some time. But the Angels cannot have a letdown now. You can't let the Thursday off day fester into not coming out to play great baseball Friday through Sunday. I mean, there were obviously a couple of plays in the game on Wednesday where, you know, the Angels had a tough time in the outfield. I know Luis Rengifo, you know, look, it's obvious he's still not completely comfortable in the outfield, and even Phil Gosselin had a tough, you know, chance at one that, you know, he might have lost the sun a little bit. Rengifo lost one of the sun. I mean, you have guys that are playing out of position that the Angels are just trying to get through this stretch where they have so many guys on the injured list, and part of that is that some guys have to play out of position, but part of what comes with that is, you know, you like the offensive production and you just try to, you know, make it through the storm, and it just feels like the Angels are getting close to being through the storm. Now, I know the Angels were hoping that they'd have Justin Upton back before the All-Star break. Sounds like that's not going to happen. You were hoping to have Anthony Rendon back before the All-Star break. That's definitely not going to happen. He was placed on the injured list, and now the hope is that Mike Trout can get back soon. But there have been other guys that have stepped up. David Fletcher having a 21-game hit streak. Jared Walsh now with 22 home runs. Hits 2 of them in the game on Wednesday. Phenomenal what Jared Walsh has done. I mean, it's been remarkable to see, you know, obviously the Shohei Ohtani stuff is the headline, but for Jared Walsh, a 39th round pick to get to this point is really, really cool. But even before Walsh was added to the All-Star team, Mike Trout was asked if there was another player that should be on the team before the results were announced.
Yeah, I think you got to, you know, first base, you got to stick with Walshy. I mean, he's been incredible. You know, it's a couple of these games this year, he's had one of the biggest hits. Obviously, you've seen it in New York when he hit the slam. I mean, he deserves to be there. He's just the hard work he's put in. He's, you know, grinding every single day. He gets it. You know, I think that's big in this game. He knows what it takes. And, you know, I'm proud of him. He just comes in every day. He doesn't really talk much. Just works on his stuff, tries to get better. And, you know, he goes out there and puts up unbelievable numbers.
Jared Walsh this season, batting .282, 22 home runs, 64 RBI, with an OPS of .911. A .911 OPS for Jared Walsh. What he has meant for the Angels is so significant. There is no way the Angels are what they are if not for what Jared Walsh has done. And the other part, too, about Walsh is close to 40% of his RBI this season have either tied the game for the Angels or given the Angels the lead. That is not insignificant. Walsh, not only is he putting up big numbers, he's putting up big numbers in clutch situations. Jared Walsh defines what it means to be an all-star in so many different ways. So it was really cool when the news was announced to be able to talk with Jared about just that. Jared, just how do you describe the honor of being an all-star?
Yeah, pretty cool. Just want to say thank you to everybody that voted for me, player, fan alike. Really appreciate it. So very grateful.
Was this for you ever anything that, like, you dreamed of when you're coming up through the minor leagues trying to find a way to the bigs? Did this ever cross your mind?
Yeah, I think you dream about everything, World Series, all that kind of stuff, All-Star games. But I never made one of the minor leagues, so this is pretty special to do at the major league level.
Was there ever a moment for you where it felt like, okay, I got a real shot at this thing. I'm putting up the numbers and looking at it. Did that ever cross your mind at any point?
Maybe a little bit, but so much is out of your control with the fan voting and stuff like that, that it's kind of tough. You don't want to get hung up on it because you really don't control any of it. So thankful that I got in, though.
Thanks, sir. Congratulations.
Did you ever, like, start looking at stats and like, let's see.
No, me
and
Matt. No. And Matt Olson's one of those guys. I'm not sure if he got it or not, but I think he really deserved to. One of my best friends in the game. So he's having an awesome season.
Who told you just now?
Perry came up and kind of made a little announcement in front of everybody. So it was pretty special. I'll remember that one forever.
Talk to family or anything else yet, or friends about this honor?
No,
yet,
I don't know when the news comes out. I was going to surprise my mom with the envelope, but if it already comes out, that's probably going to ruin it. So I'll play it by ear after the game.
It's like 2:30 today, so
yeah. Okay, then it's ruined. So she'll just find out through social media, like everybody else, I guess.
Just kind of like big picture, like how much has it helped going from all the different stuff you did in the minors, two-way stuff, to like being kind of locked in now at first base and just knowing, like, organization-wide, that's kind of where they see you and, like, that's going to be your role moving forward. Like, how much has that just helped you kind of settle in the last year and a half now?
I think it's helped. You know, showing up to the park knowing you're probably going to be playing that day is makes it a little bit better going to the field for me personally. So the fact that I've gotten consistent opportunities has been really huge.
I know that you talked earlier in the year how last year was really such a short sample that you were that good, and you had a little bit of going into this year, like, is it going to happen again? At what point did you kind of, like, get over that and go, yeah, I am this good, you know?
Oh, man. I think baseball is such an up-and-down game that you got to try to stay even keel. You know, got a whole lot of season left, so just going to try to play my best ball. But I don't really get too ahead of myself. Just take it one day at a time. And I know that's cliche, but you start thinking about things way in the future, way in the past, you're probably in trouble.
Is there something you're looking forward to most going there next week?
Watching Shohei Ohtani win the Derby. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to.
How cool is that to share the fact that Ohtani's going to be there, too, for the game and everything else, too?
Well, just exciting for all of us because we see what he does in batting practice or have in the past. So I think he's about to really open some eyes. Not that he hasn't already with 30 homers, but they're about to see some stuff they've never seen before. So it's cool.
Speaking of that home run derby, man, the list of folks that are going to be a part of it is just phenomenal. So not just Shohei Ohtani, but Walsh's buddy Matt Olson is going to be in it. Juan Soto is going to be in the home run derby. Trey Mancini, great story. Joey Gallo, massive power. Salvi Perez, another good story. Pete Alonso, Trevor Story, a lot of good names in that home run derby. That is a star-studded affair, but everybody pales in comparison to Shohei Ohtani, and that is not just going to be televised. We're also going to have that for you on Monday night on Angels Radio AM 830, so make sure you tune in to AM 830 to be able to listen to the home run derby. We'll have the All-Star game as well. Now, as for how Shohei Ohtani is going to be used in the All-Star game, obviously, yes, in the home run derby. Yes, he's going to be a starting DH. I don't know where he's going to be in the lineup. I think that Kevin Cash needs to make him the leadoff guy, personally. I think that Shohei Ohtani should start the game as the pitcher and be in the leadoff spot. That's what I think should happen. Will it happen? I don't know. That's what I think should happen. As far as having the conversation of how Shohei is going to pitch, how it's all going to work, Shohei himself did not have any conversation with Kevin Cash about that. He wasn't lobbying for himself, and then it helps when he ends up getting voted on to be a pitcher anyway. But that's something that ends up being a conversation between the Angels and Kevin Cash, and Joe Maddon has had some of those conversations about how Ohtani is to be used. And here's what Joe had to say about how that's going so far.
The conclusion is that he would pitch, but how it's going to happen has not been concluded. There's different ways to do it, obviously, for him to start the game or for him to come into the game in progress. When do you hit him? And how often do you hit him? Don't forget, he's going to do the home run derby the day before. There's a lot going on there. But I do want you to know that Shohei's into it. It's not like we're not trying to push him to do anything. He is into it, just like he wants to play the day before he pitches, the day that he is pitching, and then the day after. He is totally absorbed into this. We're just trying to figure out the best way to do it.
Man, I know that we talk about the Angels as a whole, and we talk about the team, and we talk about what it, you know, the big picture here, but it is hard to not get sucked in to just wanting to talk about Shohei Ohtani because it's just so phenomenal what he is doing this season. I mentioned before the Angels winners of 7 of the last 9, you know, take 2 of 3 against the Yankees, they sweep the Orioles, take 2 of 3 against the Boston Red Sox. Hey, maybe the Angels can play against the AL East teams all year long. Why not? Halos, maybe with the exception of Tampa, definitely with the exception of Tampa. Tampa have done pretty well against the American League East. But now they're going to get the American League West coming in. Seattle going to be the opponent in the next six games that the Angels play. But before we get to that, I did want to mention David Fletcher and his 21-game hit streak. And not just the 21-game hit streak that Fletcher's on, because it's bigger than that for David Fletcher. What he has done, it's not like he's just getting one hit in these hit streaks. He is putting together something pretty phenomenal. He got the leadoff single in the first inning yesterday. He's got a bunch of first inning hits. He got the longest streak in the majors this year at 21 games, sixth longest streak in Angels history. And he had seven straight plate appearances with a hit going back to Monday as well. So Fletch is just putting up monster numbers, and he's hitting like well over 350 while he's on this hit streak as well. A bunch of multi-hit games in there, drove in some big runs in the Red Sox series. All of that pretty significant. And the Angels, again, playing good baseball. So it was fun to catch up with David Fletcher post-game, actually two nights in a row, but here's our conversation from Wednesday.
Yes, welcome back, David Fletcher, with us. Two more hits for you in this game, but you guys able to take two out of three against the Boston Red Sox, came in, best record in baseball, and you guys get the job done in this series. What's it say about this group and the ability to perform, especially with so many big names not in the lineup right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can compete with anybody, and we're playing well right now.
21-game hit streak for you extends today with two more hits. I know we talked about this a little bit last night, but can you describe just how really locked in you feel at the plate right now?
Yeah, I feel good up there. Like I said, I'm trying to get on base in front of the guys behind me. We got some guys that are really swinging it well, Ohtani, Walsh. So as long as I can keep getting on base for those guys.
We've talked about Ohtani before, but I want to get some of your thoughts on Jared Walsh as well. As a guy yourself that I know at times has maybe been overlooked in their career, 39th round draft pick, an all-star, two big home runs today for Walshy. What's it like for you watching him?
Yeah, I played with him since we got drafted in the same year in rookie ball. And I mean, he's always been a great hitter. So none of this is surprising to me or probably even him.
Appreciate it, Fletch. Congrats on the win.
Yeah, thank you.
Always a fun time with David Fletcher, but just thinking about Jared Walsh, man, how great that story is. A 39th round draft pick is an all-star. It's just so cool, which brings me to the draft this year, and this is part of the stuff that bums me out. The draft's going to start on Sunday night, 4 o'clock, I guess Sunday afternoon. It doesn't bum me out that the draft's starting. What bums me out is that the draft is going to be 20 rounds this year, which is better. It's up from 5 from last season, but down from 40 where it's been. So guys like Jared Walsh may not have an opportunity anymore because the draft's essentially been cut in half. So you can go find guys. You can go find an all-star in the 39th round. If you develop them properly, you do the right job in scouting, and you're able to find a player that's going to be able to perform. It's amazing what Jared Walsh has done. It really is. But again, the Angels will have the 9th pick in the draft. Now, here's all the talk about the draft. It's really about, you know, the top 8 guys seem to be the big names, and then again, the Angels pick 9th. But who knows if a team's going to go under slot and change some of that, and maybe one of those top 8 end up falling to the Angels. We don't know how that's all going to shake out. Also, we don't know how the Angels are going to treat that first pick with the potential to maybe use, maybe they go under slot and they use some, you know, the extra allotment towards, you know, other players later in the draft. It's impossible to try to predict the MLB draft. I know everyone likes to put mocks out there. I've seen good mock NFL drafts. I've seen good NBA ones. I've almost never seen good baseball ones. It's like such unpredictable. It's so unpredictable. And that's not to say there aren't great people that do this that are really good at it. There are a lot of smart draft people out there that do a phenomenal job covering amateur baseball and what it can mean for big league clubs. I just know that it's just so hard to predict, and so many teams have their lips so tightly sealed it's like impossible to get information on the draft. But it does make for some pretty good drama, and it's all part of like this new all-star week essentially. So you're gonna have the draft starting Sunday afternoon. You're going to have the futures game on Sunday afternoon. You're going to have the home run derby, the all-star game. It's all together. So you include the draft as part of the all-star game festivities. It just makes for a really fun baseball week. Then basically off days Wednesday, Thursday, right back at it here at the Big A coming up on July the 16th. So fun times to be had for all the Angels going into this final series, the first half against the Seattle Mariners, feeling pretty good right now. All right, that's going to just about do it for us here on the Angels Recap Podcast.
cast for Hannah Stang, Alex Tino, Howard Drescher, everybody at AM830 that helps put this together. My name is Trent Rush. Hey, thanks to all of you for participating, for being a part of the Angels Recap show we do after each and every Angels home game on the radio. And again, in case you missed it before, tweet out the link to this podcast. Tell your friends to check out the Angels Recap podcast. Tag me at Trent Rush Sports. Use the hashtag Angels Recap, and that makes you eligible to win a 4-pack of tickets to Friday night's game on July the 16th when the Angels get back from the All-Star break. That's going to do it for us. Have a great rest of your day. This has been the Angels Recap Podcast.